All right, we got one of our favorites in studio, very knowledgeable attorney at law, elder law. Going to get to that in a moment, but it's time to say hello to Lance O'Brien. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Great to see you again, buddy.
How you doing, my friend?
With weather like this, how can I be anything but really happy, right?
Yeah, no, man, it's great. I'm looking forward to today. I'm going to go to Weiss Meats, get some good meat. Might grill a little bit, chill. Going to go to the drive-in tonight, so it's going to be great, man.
You're going where again today?
Weiss Meats.
So for all of you at Weiss Meat, give them a little extra helping.
There you go.
So what do you prefer to grill outside? What do you like? Traditional stuff, I'm sure.
Well, I do. My family got me a smoker for Christmas, too, so I've been delving into that. So I'm thinking I might be smoking some brisket. So.
Really?
Yeah.
High-end stuff, man.
Have some fun, man.
Why not? Listen, why don't we just let our guests jump in here and tell everybody who's with us today.
Yeah, great to have Tim Seckler with us, Seckler Law. And I had the opportunity, and really I'll say the privilege of going to one of his seminars a few months ago. And I'll tell you what, I feel like this dude's smart, man.
He
really cares about his people. And I think one of the things that's really important is I think there's as much misinformation out there about this area as there is in the world of Medicare, because all we hear about is get a will, get a will, get a will. And Tim, it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
If you want to do it right. So thanks first for letting me come on the air today. And maybe we should just talk about smoking brisket instead.
Let's go.
A will's a great tool, and I know we'll get into this in a little bit here. But most people probably should consider doing a little bit more work.
Yeah, no, I agree, and that's the same thing with Medicare, right? It's you got to take it, and not just there's multiple aspects that you really got to look at. So I'm excited to really dig into this. I know he's doing some new things, some different things that I think are going to be just awesome. And with the Medicaid redetermination that we've been talking about for months, Rob, I mean, it's an important time and we're excited to have him.
Listen, I can't tell you, Tim, how many times I have heard. One thing I do have is a will, okay? And a few other things, power of attorney, all that stuff that I need. But how many times people who are even lawyers, judges, doctors, dentists, high profile, suddenly pass away in their mid-60s from a heart attack, and somebody will say at the wake, man, I wish he or she would have had a will. I still can't believe so many. I don't know if we think we're invincible. It's not going to happen. It's a negative thing to talk about. But so many people end up passing away and they don't have a will.
And they don't have any plan at all. And even if they do have a will, it's usually not coordinated well with the other financial assets that are beneficiary designated here or there. And oftentimes it's a mess. So, yeah, I mean, it takes some planning.
All right, listen, let's get caught up on some things happening in this world and happened many years ago on this date in this world. So where would you like to begin?
Yeah, so we got our gas card. We'll give away here in a little bit to our trivia question. But this date in history, June 10th, this is way back, Rob, even before your time, my friend, 1752.
The guy that said, I'm going to go fly a kite.
I'm going to go fly a kite. The rest is history, right? This is the day in history when electricity, all that good stuff happened. So exciting there, the Leyden jar. Alcoholics Anonymous was founded on this date in 1935, which I think is interesting, kind of on the heels of Prohibition and all that, right?
Send your cards and letters to Lance O'Brien. I was thinking the exact same thing. Go ahead.
They were like, hey, it's time to let loose now, right?
Can you imagine what that was like?
Oh, crazy, right?
Cha-ching.
Yeah, for sure. This date in 1940, Norway surrendered to Germany during World War II, the biggest and deadliest war in history. The war would go on for another 5 years after this event and claim over 60 million people. Unbelievable.
I know, it is. And 25 million in Russia alone.
Yeah, yeah. Sad. So, I mean, all history is not exciting to talk about, but it's important to remember, right? So, and then we'll go a little bit more lighthearted. Last week and the last few weeks, I know you talked a lot about donuts.
Right, National Donut Day.
Yeah, so happy to report on this day, June 10th, 2002, the donut truck thief in Louisiana was finally arrested. True story, Police Lieutenant Rob Callahan joke, we're glad he's off the streets, but unfortunately this means we're going to have to stop staking out the local donut shops now.
And by the way, that he was later freed because all the evidence was eaten. And you know, this is what's really amazing, and I never saw it during its first run because I was working all the time, but I have seen it since. But it's been a long time since this last episode aired. And this really was the show that launched all these shows on pay-per-view channels.
Yeah, for sure. The last episode of The Sopranos aired on June 10th. It's still one of the most controversial endings. And I got to be honest, I started watching it one time, got two or three episodes in, was watching my wife, and we were like, I don't think this is for us, and we never really finished it. But I think I might circle back and check it out.
It's tough to see and to witness and to understand what was going on in that mentality. But in the end, the whole idea was what happened when it went fade to black. And more people now are saying that Tony Soprano met his fate. So it may be glamorous, or at least appears to be on television, but in the end, more times than not, it doesn't turn out to be glamorous.
No, it certainly doesn't. So,
all right, number 1978 on the Hit Parade.
Yeah, now let's speak of glamorous here. So here's today's trivia question. Again, we appreciate all of our listeners. And if you get this right, we got that $15 gas card for you. But what was the number one hit of the summer of 1978, sung by the two biggest stars of the blockbuster movie of that year? I'm not going to give the name of the movie. It'll make it too easy.
All right, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. What's going on in your world with Medicare right now?
Yeah, I mean, so again, people are like, well, it's not really busy, right? Well, it's always busy, right? We have all the seminars. We're working with a ton of people that are new to Medicare. You know, we've got the Medicaid redetermination going on, which does intersect with what we do, because people, if they have Medicaid and Medicare, they qualify for special plans. If they're losing that, then they have to pick another plan. So we're incredibly busy right now, Rob. This week, we're going to be at the AHN Harmer Hospital on Freeport Road. Over in Harmerville, we have spots left for two people at 4:30 and two people for six. We're full the rest of the session there. On the 14th, very next day, we're going to be in New Kent, Tarentum Bridge Road. On the 20th, we're going to be Hampton Inn, West Mifflin on Lebanon Church Road. And on the 21st, Oakdale Community Center, Seminary Ave in Oakdale. Also, Gibsonia, Washington, Penn Hills, Butler, Coriopolis, Bethel Park, Glensaw, Vandergrift in upcoming weeks. All the seminars are at 6 o'clock. We're having a heavy draw. If you're within 12 months of becoming Medicare eligible, maybe that means you're 64 and getting ready to turn 65, or maybe you've worked past the age of 65 and you've kept your insurance, but now you're thinking of retiring. You want to get on one of these seminars. 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab to register.
And don't forget, we have live advisors until noon today. Tim Seckler is here from the Seckler Law Firm. We're going to be talking all sorts of things and give you some education and tips and tricks and news and notes. And also, because he's here, you get a chance for some great legal advice too. We're going to open the phones up at 866-391-1020. All I can say about this trivia question, it made me fall in love with somebody who was singing this
song. Tell you what,
to this day, she's still one of my all-time favorites.
It's one of the first movies I remember seeing in the theater. I was 7 years old.
I saw it in June of 78 with my mother and sister. They took me kicking and screaming, and I didn't want it to end.
Yeah.
Good movie.
My first big movie crush was Elizabeth Shue, Karate Kid, when I was 13, because that's when girls didn't have cooties anymore.
Right,
but
right.
I do remember this movie very well.
They never had cooties for me. That's the problem. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Tim is here. Lance is here. But again, the best part about this show, those live advisors, real time, real questions, real answers. You can do it now up until noon at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
So you can call 724-841-1393 or go to estateplantim.com.
And estate planning, so important. We're going to give you all the rules of the road just moments away. Today, the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA. All right, so congratulations to Pam of Sarver. She gets the gas card for answering the trivia question correct. And in 1978, this song was a number one smash of the summer, as said by Casey Kasem on America's Top 40.
Yeah,
keep
your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Mm-hmm. Sung by two of the biggest stars of the blockbuster movie Grease.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. What's the name of the song?
You're the One That I Want.
You're the One That I Want.
Great song. You know, Alan Carr produced that thing. And I'm telling you, I would have never sat through a musical. Travolta had a big reason why I went to see it with my mom and sister, but it was a great movie. It really was. A lot of talent there. Okay, let's get going.
Yeah, so great to have Tim Seckler with us. Jess Benham next week. Elaine Cole, Social Security. We got some great weeks coming up. You know, Medicare is an important part of planning, but it's just one piece. And the elder law, the estate planning, and excited to have the best in the business, Tim Seckler, with us this morning. So, Tim, of all the types of the law to practice, and there's a lot of them out there, right? Yep. Why elder law? Why is that important?
You know, I'll be honest. When I was in law school, I thought elder law was like social work. I had no idea what it was. I had no interest in it. But what was happening at that point in time was my grandfather was sick with Alzheimer's disease, and he was in a nursing home. And I, you know, as a grandchild, I wasn't really privy to the insides of what was going on with everything. And my grandfather passes away when I'm in law school. So graduate, get the job with a big law firm in town. And one weekend I'm visiting with my dad, and he tells me about the financial consequences of having spent my grandfather was in a nursing home for almost 10 years. And I mean, it devastated him financially speaking, you know, and here's my grandma who's going to live another 15 years or whatever. And so they essentially lost all their savings to this battle with the nursing home. And I said, Dad, you know, did we talk to anybody? And he said, yeah, we went to the local attorney, but the local attorney said, once somebody's in a nursing home, there's nothing you can do. Mm. And I thought, boy, 10 years is an awful long time for nothing you can do. And so I did some homework, and I found this practice area called elder law and realized what these attorneys were doing. Now, this is like 2010, right? And nobody was talking about this stuff all that much yet. And I realized that the techniques that these attorneys were using, I could have saved my own grandmother hundreds of thousands of dollars from that nursing home stay. And it's just like, this is a thing I got to do. And so I started a law firm advising people on these issues. We were in Butler for about 6 years, and I've been in the Mars or Cranberry area for the last 5 years. But we're helping people across Western Pennsylvania with the issue. And, you know, where we've connected with MediConnect is healthcare for seniors and retirees is complicated, right? Within the Absolutely. Medicare, how many providers out there, how many different options do you go this way, that way, and then what company, and then all this, which is what you guys do so great. But the fact is that Medicare is insufficient for your healthcare needs and when you're a senior, because Medicare, regardless of the provider, doesn't pay for the nursing home. And nursing homes in Pennsylvania per the state are $13,000 a month. So who can swing that? We're talking 160 grand a year, right? And so what I've been trying to teach people is you don't need to just know about Medicare. We got to talk about Medicaid too and how we can protect assets, because this system doesn't work. So that might have been a long answer, but that's kind of the story.
No, I think it's a great answer. And, you know, when we're doing our seminars, one of the things we're making a big differentiation on is, you know, it covers skilled nursing, but that's not nursing home. Like, it's a whole different type of avenue that you got to walk through. So I think the big question, Tim, for a lot of people is like, when do I get started? What's the right time? How do I even go about this?
Yeah. So. There's two answers to that question. If you're listening to this and you've got somebody in a nursing home, you just need to give us a call or work with somebody that's good at this stuff, because that is what we call a crisis case. If somebody's out the door 13 grand a month right now in a nursing home, there's a certain toolbox of things that we can do, and we can protect some money. But if you're looking at this situation from a what happens if I get sick later standpoint, then we need to do some quality estate planning. And that's why we have our seminars. We do our workshops like you guys do our workshops, because this stuff is complicated and we got to start with the education.
And this is something I picked up when I went to your seminar. Not all lawyers are created equal when it comes to this. Is that correct?
Well, so, you know, here's the thing. One of the things that bugs me.
And I went off script on him there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm not going to pick on all of my brethren, but some of them. You know, here's the thing that I hear, and I hear it from the financial world, and I hear it from lawyers, is if you're not rich, all you need is a will, right? Okay. But what's the primary thing a will does? Like, what's the primary purpose of a will?
In my mind, from my layman's terms, it's so everybody knows where my stuff goes.
Who gets my stuff, right?
Yeah.
When?
Yes.
But when?
After I die.
When I die, which makes a pretty big assumption. Not that you're going to die. That's pretty much a given. But it makes a pretty big assumption that you still got some stuff when you pass away. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing people going broke. You know, my little law firm is helping some months a dozen families a month going through their entire life savings battling this long-term care system. And I just kind of philosophically – I don't think people work 50, 60 years to lose all their stuff to Alzheimer's disease on the back end, which one in three of us are going to have, right? So if one in three of us are going to have Alzheimer's disease and nursing homes are $160,000 a year, maybe we ought to talk about doing a little bit of better planning and answering more questions than just who gets my stereo when I pass away. We need to be talking about how do I protect my house? How do I make sure that when I have dementia, my wife is still going to have a house to live in and some money in the bank. And that's the kind of conversation we like to have with our clients.
Yeah, and you really kind of made a delineation between those who are already in the nursing home and maybe those aren't, that there's two steps to planning. And we've been talking a lot on our show because of the impact with the Medicare and the Medicaid about the redetermination process. Yeah. So how are you guys feeling the impact of that?
So we're an elder law firm, I think, is getting involved in this. So just if you haven't been informed on what this is, if people that were on Medicaid, that's a means-tested program. If you come into money after you're eligible, then you're supposed to be booted off the program, right? Now, there's Medicaid, traditional health insurance, which is where I think you guys fit in a lot. And then, but understand also that people in nursing homes, most people in skilled nursing facilities are on Medicaid, right? Now, Medicaid long-term care benefits, if you're in a nursing home, let's say I'm in a nursing home and my wife passes away and now I've got all the money. Well, I should now have too much money to be on Medicaid. Due to the COVID rules, they're not booting people off,
right?
But that's coming to an end, which is what we're calling Medicaid redetermination. So there's a lot of people in nursing homes right now that financially are not eligible for Medicaid. They just haven't been kicked off yet, and they're going to start getting these letters in the mail. So where we fit in is that crisis-type case. There's people who think they're safe. There's people who think that, you know, Medicaid's paying the bills, but they're going to get a letter in the mail sometime in the next 6 to 9 months that says, well, you've just lost eligibility, or you need to submit your financials, which is going to result in them losing their care.
So what should someone do if they know that that letter's coming?
Well, and we've talked about this a lot, right? You know, if they're on Medicaid right now, I don't think they should wait to get a letter. I think they want to be proactive. If they have a nursing home implication, I think they should be calling Tim, right?
Well, you know? Yeah, and here's a couple of things. Like, if you're listening to this and thinking, is that me? One of the things, that, like, has the financial picture changed since you've been eligible for Medicaid? Has the house sold? Have you come into an inheritance? Did the healthy spouse pass away? Those are things where the financials shift once somebody's in a nursing home, and now the person on Medicaid has too much money.
Did you keep your stimulus money?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know people that have done that. You know, I met with people that were eligible for
and put them over the
D-SNP,
top.
And they were keeping that money. They were trying to be fiscally smart, right? Not just spend it because they're getting extra money. And that's affecting it as these redetermination letters are coming out as well.
And, you know, I just, like, from my standpoint, I think this is all craziness. I think it's all nonsense. You shouldn't need an elder law attorney to get care when you're sick, but unfortunately you can't do this without a lawyer. You can't choose a Medicare plan without an advisor. There's just too many options, and if you don't know the rules of the game, you're going to lose the game, right?
Here's what else I see. People who have worked and are fortunate because of investing and having a little bit more than the average working class person, they just feel, well, that's what mom and dad saved it for, so let's just start writing checks. And the next thing you know, that money that could go to future generations, they're already out $250,000 when they could have actually called you, saved that money, and got the health care that their parents needed. So even if you have it, you should still reach out and attempt to hang on to it because you work for it.
Nobody works for 60 years to give it to a nursing home. And the nursing home, just to be clear, the nursing homes aren't the problem. The problem is this crazy government rule book that we have that makes you go broke. And nobody works for 60 years to go broke. Mom and dad did not work for that just to pay a nursing home.
And you realize how many people are listening right now who are saying, that's me.
Yep.
I'm 60-some years old, and I'm broke.
Yep.
And I'm working harder than I ever worked. And sooner or later, just like the tires on your car, the wheels are going to come out and just go off. And then what are you going to do when you can't physically go to work? They're not going to keep sending you checks.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's the heartbeat of why we started this show, right, Rob? We wanted to get the education out there. We wanted people to know when the whole UPMC Highmark thing was going down, like, what are your options? And that's why we're having Tim on. We want them to know what their options are. So before we jump in today and give another rundown of our seminars, Tim, I know that you guys do a lot of seminars because you believe in the education process in the South Hills and remote learning opportunities. Kind of clue the audience in on where they can connect with your info.
Yeah, so the law firm is called Seckler Law Firm. You can go to secklerlawfirm.com, but that's hard to spell. My first name's easy to spell. So go to
T-I-M.
EstatePlanTim.com will get you there. And then you can register for the workshops. We're doing a webinar this week. So wherever you're listening, you can come to the webinar. I think it's Tuesday evening. And then we run our in-person workshops at least once a month in both Cranberry and South Point. So you can find all those times and dates go to estateplantim.com and you'll find them.
You realize how proud your grandfather would be of you right now.
Well, I mean, don't know about that.
But I do.
I wish he would have ran into somebody that knew some stuff because to your point, you know, it's a big family, and the wealth transfer that would, and I'm not even talking about myself. We got some folks that could use it, right? And you know, it would have been a big difference.
Let me tell you, no matter how much you save, the average person, they always say you got to have a million. Realistically, it's a half a million if you're lucky, right?
If you're lucky.
But it can be gone as quickly as you could basically blink when you start writing checks like that. And when you think of 14,000 average a month, I mean, what's that? Do the math. Just 1 year, 12 months, a couple of years, you're gone.
Yeah, you're $160,000 a year in a nursing home. And that's today's dollar. So if you're listening to this at 65, thinking, what about when I'm 75? We could be looking at $200,000 a year. And who can do that, right?
Yeah.
This is rough stuff.
All right, good stuff. All right, why don't you tell everybody that we have those advisors standing by and tell them about the seminars. Go ahead.
Yeah, any questions about the Medicaid redetermination we talked about? If you're new to Medicare, we're going to be at the AHN Harmer Hospital on the 13th this week on Tuesday. That's Freeport Road. Got a couple spots left at 4:30, couple for 6, so you want to get in there. The very next night we'll be at the Quality Inn Tarentum in New Kensington, Tarentum Bridge Road. On the 20th, Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, Lebanon Church Road, and the 21st will be at the Oakdale Community Center. All seminars are at 6, except that 4:30 spot at AHN. Again, thanks to Pam Sarver for listening this morning, getting our trivia question.
Tim, you got about 30 seconds. Tell them about your law firm and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so go to secularlawfirm.com or estateplantim.com if you're more of the phone type, 724-841-1393. Phones answer 24/7. We have 4 lawyers in the office and about 16 people just helping people with this issue.
I tell people all the time, your stuff may be more than mine, but it's still my stuff.
That's right.
And I don't care what it is. If I want it to go to somebody, I got to make sure that I get it done right. And that's what Tim does every day. All right, what are we going to do coming up?
So we're going to get more into the nuts and bolts. We're going to talk about planning ahead, crisis planning, because those are two different things, how that works and what it means, and really build this out so that the listeners can know where they fit in the puzzle right now.
Listen, we're going to come back. Tim is here, a secular law firm. If you have some estate questions, a will, power of attorney, all that stuff, nursing home care, Medicaid, Medicare, Lance can handle it. He can handle it. Our roundtable discussion moments away. It is so simple to get a hold of us. Reach out. Give us a call. We'll come back. Much more still to come. You can reach them at 888-818-6334, us 861-391-1020. All right, time for Lance and Tim to go to work. It's our roundtable segment. If you have a thought you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020. But don't forget, there is never a charge to make an appointment with MediConnect, and you can do that right now. Live advisors until noon today at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lance.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on in the Medicare space. Still got the 5-star plans out there. We got the seminar. So if anybody has any questions, needs help, they're looking to get more coverage, you know, they got to give us a call. Excited, though, to be here with Tim again from Secular Law Firm. And we're going to jump into a little bit more of the nuts and bolts now. So there's not just one case, right? It's a lot like Medicare. Everything's different, but there's kind of some main things. So let's talk about what it means to plan ahead and crisis planning. And I know there's a lot to go into here.
Yeah. So planning ahead. So when we talk about estate planning, you know, and again, I think a lot of people, when they think of estate planning, they're thinking about planning for death and all that. But like, we look at it as proactive long-term care planning as well. We're not just answering the question, who gets my stuff when I pass away. We're also wanting to answer the question, what happens if I get really, really sick when I pass away? Because, you know, with the statistics, it's not great. And I know, like, consider this. 3 of my 4 grandparents had dementia, right? The other one died in his 50s. And so I don't like my odds, right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm on the dementia train, I can't get off of it. You know, there's people working hard on this problem, but there's no prevention. There's no cure right now, right? So then what do you do? Well, if I can't prevent the thing, then I can at least understand the financial ramifications of the thing, because I've got a wife and I've got kids, and I would prefer them to get the money than this long-term care system. And so then this requires a little bit of work, because then the estate plan can't only answer the question, who gets my stuff when I pass away? We've got to answer some other questions. And from a pre-planning standpoint, one of the tools that I like people to know about and is a thing called an asset protection trust. Right? I'm a big proponent for retirees, middle-class retirees, to own their house in a trust. A certain type of trust, not every trust works, but by having the house in the trust, then 5 years later, if I get sick, that house is good, right? And so now I know that if I get sick, or more accurately, probably when I get sick, my wife is going to have a house to live in, and nobody's going to do anything about it. And then you think, well, what are you giving up, right? So the trust says I cannot take a distribution out of the trust. Okay. I was never going to take a distribution from my house anyway. You know, if I can like define a middle class family, this is an economist may disagree. My definition of a middle class family is the person has a house and they have some money in the bank. And if they don't have a house, it's because they've decided not to have a house, but they got enough, they could have a house, right? If we have a lot more money than that, you don't fit my definition of middle class. If you don't have any money, you don't fit the definition of middle class. It's just, you know, no hate, just that's the definition, right? So if you're in a middle class family, what I know about a middle class family is if you have a house and some money in the bank, what this family is not likely to do is a reverse mortgage and access their home equity, right? If you're not going to access your home equity, nothing against reverse mortgages, this client I'm describing typically doesn't do it, right? And so if you're not going to access your home equity, then what's the harm in putting your house in a trust that says I'm not going to access my home equity? I was never going to anyway. But now I've got the house in a trust. I'm sleeping there every night. The grass still needs mowed. The kitchen smells the same. But now if I get sick, they can't have it. And it's you know, and if this whole system is crazy, right? But if because of the crazy system, I got to put my house in some silly trust to protect my wife, well, then you know what? I'm going to put my house in some silly trust and protect my wife. She's going to have a place to sleep. And you know, that's how we look at it. So from a pre-planning standpoint, if you're healthy now, thinking about what happens if I get sick later, I really like to teach people about these trusts.
And then if they're not healthy, right, like maybe they didn't do their pre-planning, right? They didn't actually walk through all the things, understand the different aspects of it, and now they're into crisis mode. Because once crisis mode comes, if they don't have that house protected,
that's right,
and they have to go down to Medicaid, that could be taken away from them. So how does the crisis part work?
Yeah, so unfortunately what happens is somebody ends up in a nursing home or something similar, and they've got stuff, right? You take the same client, has a house and some money, ends up in a nursing home, and then finds out the hard way you got too much money to qualify for any programs, right? So if I started with X dollars, I got to spend down, and they only allow you to keep, now they treat single people differently than married people, but let's just do a married couple. The healthy spouse allowed to keep a house, and she's allowed to keep half the money, but half the money is capped at about $148,000. So if a family has $500,000 total, ends up in a nursing home, we're going to lose $350,000 before dad is eligible for Medicaid. Then he's eligible for Medicaid. Then they take some of his income. And this puts mom, who may live another 20 years, in a pretty tricky situation because they took my money. They're taking some of our income. Now, how am I going to afford this house? How am I going to afford the thing? So that's the, I guess that's still making the case for planning ahead. But if we didn't plan ahead, then what happens is, when they're in that what is called the spend down process, I've got too much money, I've got to spend it to the asset limitations, there's some things we can do at that point. And we're usually dealing with the healthy spouse or with the adult children as power of attorney in that situation. And it's not uncommon, you know, we lawyers can't guarantee results, but it's not uncommon for a healthy for a married couple to protect 80-90% of their net worth even after a nursing home admission. And for a single person, it's not so great, but it's still, we could probably protect half in a lot of situations. And so if you are in a situation and you're watching those checks fly out every day and the nursing home is telling you something like you've got too much money for Medicaid, you probably need to reach out.
Listen, if you're out there listening and saying, we have to do this, this, and this, the good news is you can do this, this, and this, but how many times, like you and your dad that come to Jesus meeting when it was like, we should have talked to somebody. How many times do you have people and it's kind of too late and you got to completely punt and go in a different direction? So you don't want to be a statistic. If you can be progressive, now's the time to go get it done.
Well, this is it. And, you know, and so, you know, you didn't work. You've got some stuff. You didn't work your whole life to lose it to this silliness. So take some steps to protect yourself. That's why I have the workshops. We just teach you. You know, it's a free workshop. I teach all this stuff. And you can decide if it's for you or if it's not for you. But I at least want you to make the informed decision.
Yeah, I'm sure people out there are like, maybe they've checked in it before, whatever. How costly is this? Is this expensive? I know you've really been making some great changes, really innovative. Talk a little bit about how you're making this more accessible to the average person.
Yeah, thanks. So I've been in this business for 12 years, right? And we've been teaching. And, you know, we would do our workshop. We offer a consultation and people would take us up on consultation, we'd offer them the thing, and the price tag would get pretty hefty sometimes. And so then even in my law firm, as much as I talk about you need to do this, we still sold a lot of lower estate plans, right? Wills, because right. wills or whatever, and they weren't actually doing the thing I needed them to do. And you look at why, and it was the price tag. And so I asked the question, why has it got to be so expensive? And we did a time study in our office, and what we realized was, and we do some volume, but we were spending hundreds of hours a month, lawyer time, and lawyers ain't cheap, right? Lawyer time, having the same conversation over and over and over and over again, right? This is what a will does. This is what a trust does. This is what a will does. This is what a trust does. 100 times a month.
Right.
And so I realized that we're not even really giving advice. We're doing education. So why don't we do the education as a group? And so now what we do is we've taken away some of the one-on-one lawyer hours, which results in billable hours, and we're doing the education as a group. And we've gotten way more efficient, and we've been able to cut our price almost in half on these things. And so now what's going on is because we have developed this program, most of my clients, a couple of things I'm seeing, they're doing better planning because the price is lower. Two, we're spending a ton of time with them. They understand it better because we're spending more time with them, albeit in a group, but they're getting more education. And you know, and at the end of the day, they're saving some money. So it's been an interesting thing that we've seen happen. And this is just in the last 6 months that I've been trying to do this. And I think it's a good deal for people.
I don't want to say it's fun, but this is interesting and it's exciting because it's winning.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're like getting the man, you know what I mean? Before they get you.
Yeah. And, you know, I had, like I said at the beginning of the show, I had the privilege to go to one of the seminars earlier this year. I had 2 pages of notes when I came out of it. You know, I'm 52 and, you know, I'm looking about how am I going to protect house and all that, you know, and it was great. Right. And I love the format of how you're moving forward with it because it really does give people more than just one-on-one consultation where they see a huge price tag. Right. And they're like, well, I don't think I can do this. It gives them a way where they're like, this is actually doable for me.
Right. And for the parts that need to be a one-on-one conversation, it's still a one-on-one conversation. But we can do the education. You know, I think about estate planning tools, like let's call the will a screwdriver and the trust a hammer. Right.
Right.
Well, most houses probably have both of those in their toolbox. And the problem with the way most lawyers do this and the way I used to do it is we'd make them decide. You want a screwdriver, you want a hammer.
Yeah.
Right. And so now what we're trying to do is let's just give you the toolbox and let's teach you how to use these tools.
How can people get a hold of you, Tim?
Go to estateplantim.com or call 724-841-1393.
Tell them where you're going to be.
Yeah, so this Tuesday we'll be at AHN Harmer Hospital. Pretty full there. We got 2 for 4:30, 2 for 6 o'clock. But call 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. You can still register. The next night we'll be at the Quality Inn, Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. The 20th will be at Hampton Inn, West Mifflin on Lebanon Church Road. And then the 21st, Oakdale Community Center on Seminary Avenue.
And you know, when you're from Pittsburgh, you always say Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh.
You're right. You're not wrong.
You have to.
Every time I hear that,
yeah.
It's like Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. All right, again, here's how you can get those spaces reserved absolutely free, but you got to register. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. As Lance has told you many times, I've told you many times, go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. One more quick thing about dementia.
Yep.
I don't care what anyone says. I'm not the smartest person. I'm a high school graduate and a good day, a C-plus student. This is a epidemic right now. I can't tell you how many people are dealing with this. So God forbid anybody has to go through it, even if you're a caregiver and you think you want to take care of mom or dad, brother, sister, it becomes a full-time job. But more importantly, this stuff happening every day in all of our lives. And I guarantee you 5 out of 10 people know someone or have experienced it or listening to me right now. That's why they need to take care of this stuff, because you just never know day to day.
That's it. I mean, one in three of us are going to have dementia alone. 2 out of 3 of us are going to need some form of long-term care. And if you want to ignore those statistics, you're going to do so at your own financial peril.
You think about it a lot, Tim.
All the day, all the time, every day.
Something to think about. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Tim is here along with Lance, and it's your Pratt Pack. This is KDKA. All right, final segment with Tim and Lance. Lance, all yours. But again, reminding everyone, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com.
Yeah, so again, great to have Tim Seckler Law Firm with us today. We're going to do a recap in just a minute, but another shout out to Pam and Sarver for getting our trivia question right today. Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, you're the one that I want, you know.
How about her being gone?
I know.
That's devastating. I mean, it crushes me to think that she's no longer a part of this planet.
Well, John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston,
yeah,
too.
Same
I mean,
thing.
Just so young. I mean, crazy, you know.
That's why what we talk about on this show. And I got to tell you, I feel even better about myself because I understand things like Medicare and obviously what Tim's talking about. And I'll be honest with you, I'm 66. 10 years ago, when I was making all Fast and Furious movies in 1 year,
yeah.
I never thought about this stuff. Yeah. And I know, Tim, I can't be the only one like that, right?
That's it. No, I mean, and it's just not fun to think about. Who wants to think about the nursing home? You ask 10 guys, 10 guys are going to tell you I'm never going to a nursing home. And yet, nursing homes are full of guys that would never go into nursing homes,
yeah.
right? And so it's just it takes a just a practical, pragmatic look at the thing and say, this could happen. You know, and we got to think about it.
Yeah, life is unpredictable. So, you know, if there was one thing that you would want people to know, right? Like, what would be the thing or the two? I won't limit you to one, but like, what's most important from your perspective on this whole subject?
It really is the education. What I hate hearing is we had no idea. Somebody's
yeah.
in a nursing home. We had no idea. And you know, like you think about Medicare. When someone turns 65, they have to make a Medicare decision, right?
Yeah.
Which is when you guys, they typically will come to one of your seminars, you give them the good education, and then they make a decision. But no one ever has to decide on Medicaid. No one ever has to become educated on Medicaid because you only go on the program when the healthcare event occurs, right?
Right.
And so then if you don't have to get the education, people don't get the education, and then they're in, you know, they're – unfortunately, these are the rules of the game. The rules of the game require you to go broke. It doesn't make a ton of sense to complain about the rules of the game because nobody's trying to change it. Nobody in Congress is trying to fix this problem.
No.
And so why complain about the rules of the game? Let's just get better at the game. And that you got to understand it. And so I think it's the education piece.
And I agree with you. And I think that's why we align so well as strategic partners, because that's what's so important to us. That's why we tell people, review your plan, right? Because, you know, if it's better for you to be here 1 year and here the next year, your loyalty is to yourself and doing what's best for your situation, you know, and really putting yourself in a situation where you can have peace of mind, you know, that your health's protected as much as possible,
yep.
your finances are protected mm-hmm. as much as possible. So thanks again for being on. One more time, how can people get a hold of you? How can they get connected with one of your educational opportunities?
Sure. Phone number 724-841-1393 or go to estateplantim.com. And when you're there, we've got all kind of content teaching you this stuff right on the website, but we've got some upcoming events. We've got a webinar this Tuesday that you can watch in your, you know, from your easy chair. And we have upcoming in-person workshops. I do most of them, not all of them, but we have some in Cranberry and in South Point in the next 2 weeks. So go to estateplantim.com and you'll find those.
Yeah, I've been to them. Very informative. I think it's important to get people that are really smart and educated, but I'm a big believer in good people too, that are going to do right by you. And Tim's that kind of person, his team is. So definitely want to encourage you guys to give them a call. We're excited. Next week, we're going to have Jess Benham on, and she's going to talk about all what's happening inside the Department of Aging and Human Services. Plus, she may have an update for us on the Whole Home Repair Grant, where homeowners can apply for up to $50,000 in grants for home repairs.
She's an incredible young politician who's got some bright ideas.
That's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. And then the following week, we have Elaine Cole, public affairs specialist, over 20 years of experience in the Social Security realm, is going to be coming in office, in your office, Rob, this time. And she's
right.
really going to give us some great education. So a couple great shows coming up. As always, we're always on the Medicare. You know, if you need to call, if you need help, if you're like, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do, I need to get a new plan, I don't think I can do it right now, that's not necessarily true. If you're going to be new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you got to hit one of the seminars. We'll help you walk through this incredibly complicated process. We'll make it simple. We'll make it easy for you.
Well, here's the thing about you guys. When you make an appointment with you, all the other people you just mentioned, including Tim, you're connected to.
That's right.
So if somebody says, I got a will question, well, I got you covered.
Yeah.
You know, I live in this
financial
certain district.
Financial planner, we got
right,
you covered.
Right, and that's what you call networking, right, Lance?
Yeah, it's very important. And again, we really like to align ourselves with people that love education, love seeing the end result for people as much as we do. So, again, thanks a lot, Tim. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate the invite. This was good.
All right. Listen, I just want you to know that I hear nothing but good things from Marty Griffin about you guys.
Yeah.
He's your biggest fan, I think.
He's been sending some people our way lately that have had very complicated cases, and we've really been able to do incredible stuff. I know he's been working with a gentleman out at the airport. We have an appointment with him this Thursday to really help him move towards that retirement. He's got some significant issues physically, financially. So, no, man, I mean, I love what we do. I love the difference we make in people's lives. We're not selling people policies. We're educating them to make great decisions for themselves and giving them peace of mind along.
And you got a lot of platforms, of course. This is the mothership. This is the heartbeat, the pulse. But you're doing podcasts now. You're streaming on KDK Television. You're doing Medicare in a Minute. I mean, MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars. I mean, you're the footprint.
We launched our YouTube channel about 3 months ago. We're over 2,500 subscribers already. We're getting a lot of content out there in the moment that's educating people, helping them understand all of this. If you guys are listening today, you want to get more content, you got to go to Facebook, like us at MediConnect PGH. You'll get updates daily. So much going on.
Who does more videos than me, right? Okay,
you
listen,
do a ton of videos.
So, Tim, I get a YouTube channel. I'm thinking, this is it. I got a question from someone. They went, how do I get a hold of MediConnect? I said, you got to be kidding me. Everywhere I go, every
Thanks,
time
buddy.
I try to get out, they keep pulling me back in. Remind them, Live Advisor standing by until noon today.
Yeah, any questions you have about Medicare, problem with your plan, problem with pre-authorization, looking for more benefits, 888-818-6334. You're going to call. You're not going to get a prompt. You're going to get a Live Advisor right on the moment. No cost for any of our services. Happy to assist.
All right. Again, never a charge for their services. They can help you if you're going to be 65. You currently are 65. You want to revisit your Medicare coverage. And as far as elder law, they'll connect you with Tim. All you need to do is go to 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. I think we could do the seminars one more time.
All right, let's hit them. This Tuesday, the 13th of June, AHN, I know I mentioned it, but just a few spots left there. Great partnership with them, too. It's great. So the 14th will be at the Quality Inn, New Kensington. The 20th, Hampton Inn on Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. And on the 21st, Oakdale Community Center Seminary, Gibsonia. We're going to be everywhere. Just go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com.
All the way home today, I'll be going to Lebanon Church or Pittsburgh. 888-818-6334. Lance, thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks for having me.